Page 112. Look back in anger.
Stop yelling, I'm trying to read.
Why do you bother? You can't understand a word of it.
Uh-huh.
You're too ignorant.
Yes, and uneducated. Now shut up, will you?
Why didn't you get my wife to explain it to you? She's educated. That's right, isn't it?
Leave her alone, I said.
Nobody thinks, nobody cares. No beliefs, no convictions, and no enthusiasm. Just another Sunday evening. Perhaps there's a concert on. Ah. Make some more tea. Oh, yes. There's a Vaughan Williams. Well, that's something anyway. Something strong, something simple, something English. I suppose people like me aren't supposed to be very patriotic. Somebody said, what was it? We'd get our cooking from Paris? Oh, that's a laugh. Our politics from Moscow, and our morals from Port Said. Something like that anyway. Who was it? Well, you wouldn't know anyway. I hate to admit it, but I think I can understand how her daddy must have felt when he came back from India, after all those years away. The old Edwardian Brigade do make their brief little world look pretty tempting. All homemade cakes and croquet, bright ideas, bright uniforms, always the same picture. High summer, the long days in the sun, slim volumes of verse, crisp linen, the smell of starch. What a romantic picture. Phony too, of course. It must have rained sometimes. Still, even I regret it somehow, phony or not. If you've no world of your own, it's rather pleasant to regret the passing of someone else's. I must be getting sentimental. But I must say it's pretty dreary living in the American age. Unless you're an American, of course. Perhaps all our children will be Americans. That's a thought, isn't it? I said that's a thought!
John Osborne, Look Back in Anger, Act 1, 1956.